This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Addis Ababa, capital of Ethiopia, this evening for a two-day visit to the nation. He will hold discussions with Prime Minister Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali on all aspects of India-Ethiopia bilateral ties in a short while from now. This is Prime Minister Modi's first visit to Ethiopia, where he will also address a joint session of the Ethiopian Parliament tomorrow. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi was given a rousing welcome here in Addis Ababa, the capital of Ethiopia, this evening. Hundreds of representatives of Indian diaspora, including children, women and Ethiopian people as well, gathered to get a glimpse of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Addis Ababa, the capital and largest city of Ethiopia, was decked up with numerous hoardings and welcome posters. India and Ethiopia share a long history of partnership in the sectors of education, skilling and capacity building. This visit reaffirms the shared commitment of both countries as partners in the Global South to strengthening friendship and expanding bilateral cooperation. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashvani News, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and King Abdullah II of Jordan jointly addressed the India-Jordan Business Forum in Amman today, with both leaders outlining ambitious plans to transform economic cooperation between the two nations. The forum was attended by leading business dignitaries from both sides, with participation from high-level business delegations in sectors such as fertilizers and textiles, as well as new areas of cooperation including renewable energy, information technology, and the health sector. In his remarks, Prime Minister Modi has said that India-Jordan relations are of a different nature, where historical trust and future economic opportunities come together. The government today introduced the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Bill 2025 in the Lok Sabha. The legislation will replace the 20-year-old Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act 2005 or MGNREGA. The bill seeks to establish a rural development framework aligned with the national vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. Under the legislation, a statutory guarantee of 125 days of wage employment will be provided in every financial year to every rural household whose adult members volunteer to undertake unskilled manual work. Parliament has passed the Appropriation No. 4 Bill 2025, with the Rajya Sabha approving it and returning it to Lok Sabha after discussion. The bill seeks to authorize payment and appropriation of certain further sums from and out of the Consolidated Fund of India for the services of the financial year 2025-26. After completing this legislative business, Deputy Chairman Harivansh adjourned the House for the day. Lok Sabha has taken up the Sabka Bima Sabki Raksha Amendment of Insurance Laws Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. The bill seeks to amend the Insurance Act 1938, the Life Insurance Corporate Act 1956, and the Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority Act 1999. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today said that the proposed Viksit Bharat Shiksha Dishan Bill 2025 will strengthen institutional autonomy, accreditation and quality, promote excellence in teaching, learning, research and innovation, and build a future-ready higher education framework. Addressing the press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Pradhan said that the proposed legislation has been sent to a joint parliamentary committee. In Chhattisgarh's Bijapur district, 34 Maoists, including 7 women, surrendered today. Out of them, 26 Maoists were collectively carrying a total reward of 84 lakh rupees. Superintendent of Police Dr. Jitendra Kumar Yadav said that those who surrendered include members of the DK Zonal Committee, besides Maoists from the Telangana State Committee and the AOB Division. On to sports now. In cricket, India defeated Malaysia by 315 runs in the third group stage match of Under-19 Asia Cup 2025 at the Sevens Stadium, Dubai, today. Chasing a target of 409 runs set by India, Malaysia were all out for 93 runs in 32.1 overs. India closed the innings with 408 for 7 in 50 overs. Earlier, Malaysia won the toss and opted to bowl. And that is the end of this news bulletin.